This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of November 24th, 2005.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop
No Donut!
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
He's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Here is a look at what the police did to us this week. A Los Angeles police officer was arrested on Sunday after allegedly setting a fire at the Los Angeles Police Academy. The LA Times reports that Jonathan Sugar was arrested after firefighters extinguished a fire that he reported and became suspicious of his statements. The fire cost around $5,000 in damage. A motive for the arson is not known. Sugar is currently free on bail and his duty status is unknown. A police officer in Anaheim, California, was arrested last Friday for sexually assaulting a woman while he was on duty. KNBC reports that Officer Bradley Wagner was charged with kidnapping, lewd acts, and sexual battery when he was taken into custody at work. His accuser contacted authorities 1 week earlier, hours after the alleged attack took place. A sheriff's deputy in Riverside County, California, was arrested on Tuesday after a woman complained of sexual misconduct. The Californian says that Deputy Jeffrey Sanders was the subject of a two-month-long investigation that determined that he also sexually abused other victims. Sanders is charged with solicitation of lewd conduct, assault under the color of authority, false imprisonment, and kidnapping. An investigation is continuing. A police officer in Oakley, California, was arrested last Wednesday for possessing child pornography. The Contra Costa Times says that Officer Bradley Peterson was arrested while he was on duty. A computer belonging to the police department and other items were taken from his home during a search. Peterson is free on $10,000 bail and has been suspended from his job with pay. A police officer in San Diego, California, who shot and killed a man who allegedly pulled a toy gun on him, will not be charged with a crime. KNSD says that Officer Stephen Holliday and another officer pulled over the vehicle the man was driving for making an illegal left turn on April 4th. As the other officer pepper sprayed and struggled with the man, Holliday thought he saw a shiny object in the man's hand and shot him three times. A sheriff's deputy in Hall County, Nebraska, was arrested for domestic assault last Thursday. The Grand Island Independent says that Deputy Tanner Malley attacked his wife after he went out drinking with his father. His wife says Malley grabbed her and threatened her before displacing some furniture in a rage. Malley is free on a $15,000 bond and has been ordered not to have any contact with his wife and has been suspended from his job with pay. He will appear in court next on November 30th.
Trying to ID yourself as a police officer. They didn't want to hear that. They told him to get on the ground. He didn't do that. Then they tasered him. Then he just got really belligerent. And, you know, you can really hear him. He had, like, slurred speech with it, like he was drinking.
Been a lot of domestic abuse there.
It's terrible. No man should ever hit a woman.
He should know better not to do that, you know, because I feel if he was a Minneapolis police officer, what you do on the job and off the job affects the whole community.
A Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer was arrested on Friday after two other police officers saw him strike his girlfriend. WCCO reports that Officer Matthew Segulia then disobeyed orders from the officers and became belligerent with them, and a taser was used against him in the ensuing struggle. A blood test later showed that Segulia was drunk at the time of the incident. On Monday, he appeared in court and was charged with domestic assault and obstruction. Segulia has been suspended from his job four times in the past, once for excessive use of force. He is currently suspended from his job and is no longer in custody. He will appear in court next on December 14th. A Minnesota state trooper was arrested last Thursday for driving drunk. An Associated Press report says that Paul Skoglund lost control of a van he was driving and ended up in a field. The van was totaled, and the trooper was taken to hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Skoglund remains on duty while an investigation is conducted. A sheriff's deputy in Lake County, Montana, pleaded not guilty last Thursday to charges relating to the theft of prescription drugs from the home of a dead person. The Montana Standard says that Deputy Larry Kirby was charged with possession of dangerous drugs, tampering with public records, official misconduct, and theft. He was arrested on October 30th. Kirby was released from custody last week on his own recognizance and has been ordered not to have any contact with his wife, who gave investigators a key statement against him. The former chief of police in Atkinson, Illinois, pleaded guilty to official misconduct last Wednesday. The Kewanee Star Courier says that Marion Sathoff was charged with theft and misconduct in April in connection with some missing village property. He was sentenced to 24 months probation and must pay a $1,000 fine and court costs. A 120-day jail sentence will be set aside if he complies with the rest of his sentence. A police officer in Mississauga, Ontario, was arrested on Friday after investigators discovered 15 kilograms of cocaine in his home. The Mississauga News says that Peel Regional Police Constable Sheldon Cook has been charged with possession and trafficking of cocaine and breach of trust. RCMP officers placed a tracking device on a shipment of cocaine that came into the international airport, which led them to Cook's home in Cambridge. Subsequent reports say that the drugs were taken from a police station where Cook was guarding the drugs.
Yes, I'm an Indian, that's right, 100% Cree. I hang out downtown and a bus shack always drinking OV.
There's a lot of very dedicated police officers out there, and unfortunately there are racist police officers out there, and unfortunately it just takes a handful of these police officers to make everybody look bad.
The more gas that I have, it makes me insane. And then I do these stupid things and have nobody to blame. But I don't know my own name. Drunk as a skunk, can't even walk, and always feeling the same.
There's no doubt, though, that the audio clip is reprehensible. It's inappropriate, and we're determined to get to the bottom of it to make sure where did this come from, and if it is from within the RCMP, that the people be disciplined for those improper actions.
RCMP is always chasing me because I stole six cases of Mr. Clean. The RCMP is always chasing me because I stink.
Several investigations have been launched after a racist rap song was emailed among police officers in several different Canadian police departments. The CBC reports that the email was received by at least 14 Royal Canadian Mounted Police and Peel Regional Police officers. The song used language that was extremely offensive to describe First Nations people. Several Native police officers received copies of the email, and one of them complained. The email was traced to a Peel officer in Brampton, Ontario. An RCMP investigation into the racist song and email has been ongoing since July. A police officer in Quincy, Massachusetts, was reprimanded and placed on desk duty for a few days last week after he lost his service weapon. The Patriot Ledger says that Officer Delcan Breslin drove away without realizing he had left his gun on top of his squad car. The weapon was later recovered by other officers. Breslin is the second area officer to lose his weapon in the past month. Plymouth County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Greek was fired after he left his weapon in a donut shop restroom. He returned 45 minutes later to discover that his gun was gone.
It sounds outrageous, you know. You trust the cops. They're not above the law, but you trust them with your life. And for them to take advantage of a woman, it sounds absurd.
Oh, well, I cannot trust them. I cannot trust, you can't even trust the police. You can't even call them to tell, you know, to help you. So, you know, I can't believe this happened.
Two New York City police officers were arrested on Sunday after a woman reported that they sexually abused her in her home. An Associated Press report says that officers Charles McGeehan and Fernand Clerge were arraigned on Monday on charges of attempted criminal sex act, sex abuse, sodomy, and official misconduct. The officers are accused of stopping the woman early on Sunday morning before following her to her home in their squad car. Once inside of her home, one grabbed her buttocks while the other fondled her breasts. McGeehan left and the sexual assault was continued by Clerge, who left behind DNA evidence. The woman's partner and four children were in the home sleeping when the attack occurred. Both officers have been suspended. A police officer in New York City was arrested on Tuesday after he had an argument with his wife over a birthday cake. New York Newsday says that Lieutenant William Doyle was charged with menacing and possessing a weapon. He got into a fight with his wife after she presented him with a birthday cake that was not made from ice cream. He then threatened his wife with a masonry hammer. At one point, Doyle held his service weapon to his wife's head and threatened to kill her. He's currently free on $1,000 bail and has been suspended from his job. A dozen New York City police officers are under investigation for using their Bronx precinct's gasoline to fill their personal vehicles. The New York Post says that one officer alone is accused of stealing over $5,000 worth of fuel over the past year. Five officers, including two detectives, have already had their guns and badges taken away and have been placed on modified duty. The officers will all be facing various administrative charges. A sheriff's deputy in Cayuga County, New York, was arrested last Tuesday after being accused of stealing by falsifying overtime documents. The Auburn Citizen says that Deputy John Schlegel is accused of stealing thousands of dollars. He's been charged with grand larceny, possession of a forged instrument, and falsifying business records. Schlegel has been suspended with pay and is currently free on his own recognizance.
They're going to be hard-pressed to find one individual who said that my client went up to him. You don't think they pick it up, he dropped.
The U.S. Attorney said good things happen to ones who gave, bad things happen to those who didn't.
We were really disagreed with that. And my client is not the elected sheriff of Delaware.
The chief deputy of the Allegheny County, Pennsylvania Sheriff's Office was arrested on Monday and is facing multiple charges. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says that Chief Dennis Skosnick is accused of accepting thousands of dollars in bribes and also of fixing cases. He's been charged with wire fraud, theft, bribery, mail fraud, and money laundering. Skosnick is currently on medical leave after suffering a heart attack. The Allegheny Sheriff's Office has been the subject of an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office, which has been ongoing since last January. A Newport News, Virginia police officer was arrested on Saturday after his wife called 911 and reported that he was threatening to shoot the family dog. WAVY reports that Officer Clinton Foote is charged with reckless use of a firearm and public intoxication. Police who responded to his home found two weapons close to where they found the officer. Foote has been placed on administrative leave while the charges against him are investigated. A Millington, Tennessee police officer was charged last Thursday with giving information to a drug dealer who was under investigation. The Commercial Appeal says that Sergeant Melvin Johnson is charged with one count of official misconduct. He was arrested on duty shortly after a grand jury handed down an indictment.
The officers felt an absolute necessity, given his employment, given the fact that he could potentially go back to TSU, that this needed to be investigated fully. A pattern of drug sales was established by our detectives. This was not a one-time thing. He made three sales of cocaine to an undercover officer within a very small amount of time, well, less than a week.
A Tennessee State University police officer was arrested for selling drugs on Monday. WTVF reports that Officer Tracy Morgan is accused of selling cocaine to an undercover police officer on three separate occasions earlier this month. Morgan is free on a $27,000 bond. A former police officer in Gwinnett County, Georgia, was arrested last week and charged with identity theft. WXAI says that Lisa Turner is charged with theft by taking and financial identity fraud. She is accused of using checks from a homeowners association, which she had previously been employed by and since fired from, and obtaining a credit card in the name of her boyfriend without permission. Police say that all of the crimes committed by the officer currently under investigation took place after Turner left her job as a police officer 2 years ago. A Valdosta, Georgia police officer who resigned in March after driving drunk and firing his gun into the air has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge. WALB reports that Officer Kevin Trollinger resigned the day after he was arrested and charged with driving under the influence of alcohol, reckless conduct, and assault. On Monday, he pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct and was fined $1,000. He was facing 28 years in prison if convicted on the original charges. A woman who was slammed to the ground by an Atlanta, Georgia police officer has had her lawsuit settled for $350,000. An Associated Press report says that the November 2004 incident occurred at the international airport and was videotaped. The woman was brutalized and arrested after her car mirror brushed against Officer Terrence Alexander as she backed it up as he had ordered her to. Alexander was fired from his job, but last week he was reinstated after he successfully appealed his termination to the city's Civil Service Board. A police officer in Orlando, Florida, was arrested last Friday and charged with nearly beating a homeless man to death. WKMG reports that Officer Edward Michael has been charged with aggravated battery. Michael is alleged to have used a taser on the man, who was not physically resisting the officer, before punching him repeatedly in the head. The victim suffered 7 facial fractures and also suffered brain damage. Michael has been suspended with pay while an investigation is conducted. A Miami, Florida police officer was arrested last Wednesday, his birthday, accused of giving information about investigations to a drug dealer in exchange for money. WPLG reports that Officer David Donaldson was charged with unlawful compensation after allegedly receiving $200 for some police information. Donaldson has a troubled past, which includes ties to known drug dealers dating back to the 80s. In the 90s, he was suspended 3 times for unlawful compensation, official misconduct, and filing false insurance claims. He was not charged criminally for any of the offenses and continued to be employed by the Miami Police Department. He is currently free on a $7,500 bond. A sheriff's deputy in Escambia County, Florida, was arrested last Thursday for driving drunk while on duty. The Pensacola News Journal says that Deputy Samantha Anderson was discovered smelling of alcohol and slurring her speech by a supervisor who suspected that she was intoxicated. Anderson was driving a marked police cruiser and refused an order to take a breathalyzer test. She was fired from her job and charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. She will appear in court next on December 8th. A Port St. Lucie, Florida police sergeant was suspended last week after his wife accused him of smoking marijuana. The Port St. Lucie News says that Sergeant Rod Dobler was suspended for 12 days without pay. The complaint from his wife led to an investigation during which Dobler was observed allegedly purchasing drugs from a person who his wife described as his supplier. The investigation determined that Dobler was guilty of unlawful conduct, improper conduct, insubordination, and untruthfulness. A Polk County, Florida sheriff's deputy was arrested on Monday after he purchased Demerol with a forged prescription. WFTV reports that Deputy Timothy Ellis has been suspended with pay while an investigation is conducted. A sheriff's deputy in Charlotte County, Florida has been suspended for letting an apparently drunk man drive. The Charlotte Sun says that Deputy Greg Logan has been suspended for 1 day and will also be placed on probation for 6 months. Another deputy, Thomas Carey, resigned after he was accused of using excessive force in the same incident. In addition to letting the drunk person drive, which Logan has confessed to, he was also accused of coercing a group of men into promising not to file a complaint. Carey's dismissal and Logan's suspension are both the result of complaints filed by the men. A former Houston, Texas police officer was arrested last Friday for 3 sexual assaults. KTRK reports that Jerry Ford is accused of being a serial rapist. He was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a prostitute in 2002. DNA evidence linked him to 3 other rapes at the time. This week, he was charged with 3 more counts of sexual assault and 3 counts of burglary. Ford is alleged to have broken into the homes of women in Northeast Houston before assaulting them. He's currently being held on a $600,000 bond. A police officer in Austin, Texas, who killed an unarmed teenager in June at a traffic stop, was fired last Friday. An Associated Press report says that Officer Julie Schroeder was fired by the chief of police after a disciplinary hearing where he said that she used questionable judgment in the shooting. Another officer present at the incident was suspended for 28 days without pay. Sergeant Don Doyle was guilty of not engaging the camera in his squad car during the traffic stop. Schroeder is not facing criminal charges, but is the subject of an ongoing FBI investigation. A drunk driving charge against an Albuquerque, New Mexico police officer has been dropped. K KRQE reports that the charge against Officer Chris Karabajal was dropped after a judge learned that the arresting officer had failed to show up for a pre-trial interview. Karabajal was arrested by the unnamed AWOL officer after he drove his car into a telephone pole this summer. An investigation has been launched to determine why the arresting officer failed to show up for the interview.
He became extremely combative when we tried to take him into custody and tried to handcuff him. He fought with the officers inside the house, pushed him away, ran outside. As he ran outside, he disrobed completely, took all of his clothes off, would not be taken into custody. We tried doing that by use of a taser. We tried doing that by use of pepper spray, and he did not respond to either one of those less lethal actions that we tried to take. He was ultimately tackled by our officers and handcuffed. Once that happened, the officers found that he wasn't breathing. He was unresponsive. We've had taser in place for about a year and a half. Every time we have used it up at this point, we haven't had a problem with it.
A man died in San Jose, California on Friday after he was shocked with a taser by police. A man died after he was shocked with a taser by police in suburban Chicago on Monday. A naked man in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, was tasered repeatedly by police officers after one of the darts from the weapon had attached to his genitals. A woman in Humboldt County, Iowa, filed a lawsuit against a sheriff's deputy who shocked her with a taser and the county. The woman says she was shocked by Deputy Christopher Jensen while she was seated on the ground with her back to him. The sheriff's office in Jacksonville, Florida, has released new guidelines which restrict the use of tasers by their deputies. In the future, deputies will only be able to use the weapons when they are physically resisted. Deputies in schools must only use the weapons as an alternative to deadly force. For the next 6 months, firefighters will respond every time someone is shocked with a taser. Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in Federal Way, Washington, Lummi Island, Washington, Greenlee, Colorado, Great Falls, Montana, New York City, Wayne, New Jersey, Woodbine, Georgia, Denton, Texas, and San Antonio, Texas. That's all for Bad Cop, No Donut this week. Please feel free to email your comments and story ideas. We count on you to let us know what the police are up to where you live. The email address for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Thanks to everyone who sent in articles for this week's show. Bad Cop No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard in Bealeton, Virginia on 96.7 Squat FM and in Lancaster, California on Surge Radio 96.3 FM. I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening.